Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, welcome to On The Mic with me, Mike Goldman, almost at episode 100 for onthemic.com. Thank you so much. And today, it's big. Storm Area 51. Let's see them aliens. They can't stop us all. First contact in seconds. But right now, I just want to remind you that the Sanctuary Film Festival is back. This is a film festival I started 5 years ago with some buddies of mine in Queensland. 4 days of screenings, workshops, panels, and parties. If you're in the industry, it's a must for you to meet people and network. If you're not, just come and party. Featuring a stack of celebrities and, of course, the most happening place to hang out on the Gold Coast, Sanctuary Cove. I've got 10 free tickets to give away now on the show. All you have to do is be one of the first 10 people to DM my Instagram. Well, slide into my DMs at Mike Goldman Live. What does that even mean? Slide into my DMs. Enter your film as well if you have one, filmfreeway.com. Just look for Sanctuary Cove Film Festival and use the password Bianca G, and that will get you free entry. Also, quick plug for the comedy night with one of Australia's best comics, Dave Hughes. I'm hosting at Cloudland on Friday, the 11th of October. Details at onthemic.com. And a big thanks to BSG for all your podcasting gear, microphones, mixers, lights, DJ gear, for sale, repairs, and hire. brizsound.com.au. BSG. Thanks, Josh and the team. I just bought the new Rode podcaster from there. I'm using it right now. Okay, today's show. I went to the Nevada desert to raid Area 51 and see them aliens. Turns out they could stop us all. Had some great chats with UFO and paranormal experts, plus a few fun people just along for the ride. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, and when you do give me a review, I have to tell you that it absolutely makes my year. My head explodes with happiness. Some great shows coming up from the USA as well. Okay, let's see them aliens. Mike Goldman here in the middle of the Nevada desert on the extraterrestrial highway just outside the little Ailey Inn, and we are about to storm Area 51. Let's see them aliens. They can't stop us all. Oh, look, here's some now. Come over here, don't be shy.
Take me to your leader.
The United States government has provided minimal information regarding Area 51. The area is permanently off limits to both civilian and normal military air traffic. Security clearances are checked regularly. Cameras and weaponry are not allowed. But now the secret's out. The Area 51 gates have been stormed by truth seekers, UFO experts, and a few freaky people.
Yeehaw!
Where are you from?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, so you're not really an alien?
Not, well, no. Depends on who you ask.
So how long have you been here for?
Almost 10 years.
No.
At this party, at Alien Stock.
You've been at Alien Stock for 10 years?
No, we just rolled up. We're with the club. You've heard of the Hell's Angels? We're the Hell's Aliens.
And so do you do any alien probing on humans?
No, not usually. And if we did, we wouldn't tell. You never probe and tell.
And so are you actually going to storm Area 51?
Oh, you know what? I'm 50 years old. I couldn't storm Walmart if I wanted to.
I bet you could. No. I'm with Mike Wiskoski from Colorado Springs, and he's a part of Full Disclosure International. We're at Alien Stock. How's it going?
Great.
Having fun?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people here. It's great. Great energy.
Why is it so important for you to be here?
Well, It basically, me and some of my friends, we made it our mission to help educate people. There's a lot of suppressed information on this topic. It's a lot of hard to understand stuff about the UFO subject and what's going on with extraterrestrials. We like to try to give people really good information and get people more organized and activate it to give out other good information and get more people aware. Because once we have more awareness on this issue, we can start to move forward, get this technology actually available to the general public that's just been suppressed by the government.
Congratulations, man. You and all of the other people out there who are doing little organizations like this, well done. Because of you and because of events like this, US government just last week have released some footage of like chasing what they're calling a UAP, unidentified aerial phenomenon. It's not a UFO. What do you think about that?
It was originally released in December 2017, but more and more has been rolling around this issue, thanks to many, many activists doing hard work. Like John Greenwald is the one who got the Navy to admit for the first time that that was authentic footage.
Oh, so they had the footage, but they just they got just the admission
now,
from the Navy.
Because it's official video. They've got the official admission. This is pretty official that this is happening. This
do you think it's because 2 million people were supposed to come to Alien Stock and Storm Area 51? Let's see them aliens. Do you think that's the reason why they've decided, okay, we're going to admit it's real?
I think it's connected to a shift in consciousness, that we're all connected in an unconscious way, that we know it's time to start moving forward on this issue. People are ready. People are wanting it. It's time for this to...
So how do we move forward? What do we do? You get the government to come out and show us more and let us see the spaceships that might have crashed over the years, or you know, admit that they're letting people get abducted? What do you think is going
to
happen?
I think it's the beginning of it, to try to get educated on that. But to really educate ourselves fully on what's going on is to circumvent any potential manipulations the government might want to do to control the way it's unfolding. We're calling it Full Disclosure International because we believe that what we're seeing is a partial disclosure, a controlled disclosure, when we're just getting trickles of information. But we want people to be doing the full research on secret space program whistleblowers and the scope of the energy technologies that are out there, so that we really can say, hey, we know that this is real, but what about the next step? What about the actual extraterrestrials? What do they think? What's going on with the full picture?
So you're a researcher like Dr. Stephen Greer,
right.
Bob Lazar, who apparently worked at Area 51, which is just over those mountains there, and you're a part of the people who are releasing all of this information. What is the stuff that you're just finding out now?
Oh, it's so big, all the stuff.
Give us something big. Give us something that will blow our mind.
So I love talking about a channeled material called the Law of One, also called the Raw Contact. This is the most precise, detailed channeled material that explains the nature of reality, the nature of everything going on, the cosmic scale of what's going on. And this information is not hidden from us. You can find it in this book called The Law of One. And it's being corroborated increasingly by whistleblowers coming out, talking about the scope. You know, the whole galaxy is teeming with life that looks like humans. But
what's the Law of One?
The Law of One itself is saying that all things are one, that we are one fundamentally.
We're all connected.
But we're playing out a school of separation. We're experiencing separation temporarily to go through lessons and expand the experience of the one infinite creator. And this is just a very cosmic play, really. It's like we're acting out a movie of experience. And the one infinite creator has subdivided into many different dimensions and densities of consciousness. And what we're experiencing right now is ultimately a density of awareness for learning to choose love. That's why we're here.
Love.
That's
it's all about love.
That's the
come
point.
On, let's hug it out. Come on. Love. Let's see them aliens. There's a lot of love going on here.
Yeah.
Does it feel really good to be here and meeting all the like-minded people who are pushing the same message as you and getting all the research?
Yeah, it's great energy. We love it here. This is amazing. All these people came out here because they felt something compelled them to come out here. And it's like we're soul family. We're family out here.
Do you think this will happen every year?
I sure hope so. I know the organizer, Connie, put out a lot of money, maybe lost some money. I'm guessing might have lost some money because of how big they prepared this for. Mm. My hope is that it could just be fit right next year and that we'll continue. I sure hope it continues.
I think it'll be here next year and probably all those other people who tried to cash in and set up other little festivals down the road. There's one as you're driving in with a big alien that they made. And obviously the guy who started the Facebook group that decided to sell out and have a party
Roberts.
In Vegas.
Matty Roberts.
What do you think of him?
I think he's great. He's just inexperienced. You know, he didn't know what to expect. Yeah. He was afraid of maybe what could happen here. But I think if he can get encouraged by this, hopefully we can get him out here next year.
Get him out here to run it, or do you think he'll have nothing to do with it?
Just be a collaborator. We need a lot of collaborators, not people in control, but just collaborating. That's the right philosophy.
So one of the other things I noticed about Full Disclosure International, because I was reading a bit of your info, you guys are big on free energy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so much evidence of this. I mean, coming both from insiders, whistleblowers who knew about this this technology being developed by the government and being back engineered from UFO craft, But there's also inventors for the last few decades have been finding unusual ways to tap into seemingly unlimited energy sources, getting energy out of the vacuum, energy from some place you can't explain. So we're calling it zero-point energy, but it's the most likely explanation based on the scientific understanding that we have. Physicists are very sure that that zero-point energy is a real thing. There's an insane amount of energy in the vacuum of space that can be observed through quantum phenomenon that are determined by, you know, particle accelerators. Things have been done to show there's a lot of energy in there that can't be explained.
So do you think that the US government and the military, Area 51, just over the mountains, do you think that they actually have that technology now?
100%.
And so what would they be using it on? Wouldn't they be using it in war, or are they just keeping it secret just for a rainy day in case they ever don't have the upper hand in a military way?
It depends on who you mean by they. There's so many compartments, so many branches of the military, I believe even breakaway civilizations
are living on other planets? They're like the Nazis left Earth.
There's outposts on the moon, outposts on Mars.
No. Yeah. Do you believe, is this true?
Absolutely.
I saw a couple of YouTube videos about outposts on the moon. I didn't think that was true.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you know?
We've got
some websites?
Overwhelming corroborating witness testimony. Some people who went there, I think there's memory wiping technologies that are used for some people who are involved in...
I like Men in Black. I just got to look into this microphone. And then it's gone. You can't think of it anymore.
Right. So a lot of people who had wiped memories, they actually can recover some of their memories. And they can get specific details the same as other people who had wiped memories. And they remember exactly where on the moon some of these bases were. They remember some of the details of what... You know, there's one called Lunar Operations Command that's built in the side kind of a crater on the moon. If you're looking at the moon, it's the upper left side, near the rim. But there's more stuff probably on the back side of the moon. I don't know if you heard the testimony. There's so much going on the moon with extraterrestrials already present there. It's like a base for a lot of extraterrestrials.
Well, they're working with humans?
Some of them, yeah. Originally, it was apparently the reptilians working with the Germans. And the Germans were the first to establish a moon base back in the 1940s.
Man. Okay, we did what we set out to do. You're blowing my mind. So there's reptilians on Earth, that whole reptilian thing, the shapeshifters that they're called?
Not shapeshifters, but reptilian skins. Maybe even sometimes the grays have been confused because of the way the skin looks sometimes. But I think there's definitely positive groups, negative groups. Duality does not end because our atmosphere ends. There's a lot going on, but ultimately I do think this is for our spiritual growth purposes, that we're given an extra catalyst of having negative influences so that we can grow beyond that, seek past that. And it's happening in multi-dimensional, multi-layers of reality. It's not just the duality we see here fighting out in the political sphere. You know, this is a proxy war that we see on Earth for extraterrestrial groups that have interests in what happens with humanity.
Mike, you've got so much information going on in that head, whether it's about the Greys, about the reptilian race who teamed up with the Germans and they have bases on the moons, about all the free energy, the full disclosure that needs to come out. Do you a little bit freaked out? Does it make you paranoid? Does it make you stay awake at night? A little bit scared even?
At the beginning, when I was first researching this, I was nervous, you know, are they watching me? But it's like, now I don't care. I know that there are metaphysical laws that govern the way the universe works. And if you have an open heart, you're a loving, forgiving person, you're untouchable. Based on the way that this earth has been set up for as a school for growing to learn love, people who are truly operating from the heart are untouchable. That's my firm belief, that there will be divine intervention, angelic protection for people like myself who want to get this truth out. And I think that any whistleblowers who are interested in coming out should learn about the Law of One and take a firm stance that they will be protected through metaphysical laws, the cosmic laws that govern the entire universe, that we have the right to be doing this. We are divine co-creators, and we operate in free will, and we're free to do this.
So you're saying the divine creator, you're talking about Jesus God, are you talking about Allah, are you talking about like a whole nother God that we don't even know about yet?
All of the above. All of the above.
It's all of them. They're like a Marvel superheroes all together in a clubhouse. There's Jesus and Allah and Ganesh. We've got thousands of them out there. Do you think? Or what's the story?
I think we're all part of the one infinite creator. It's just we're manifesting the creator in different ways. And Jesus, for example, was a less distorted manifestation of the one infinite creator. He understood love. Therefore, he knew how to represent the creator. He could stand for God because of his love.
But having all these different civilizations from all over the universe, doesn't that refute Jesus and the Bible and a lot of religions on Earth?
Maybe some interpretations. I think there's a ton of truth in the Bible. There's a ton of truth in a lot of religions and spiritual texts. But when people start to twist it for, you know, theologies, it can be very confusing, like saying that Jesus is the only person who could be called God ever. Like, Jesus didn't say that. There's actually misinterpretations, mistranslations of the Bible. Mm. In John 3:16, when they said, most translations will say there was only one begotten son. But if you actually look at the original Greek word, it's like, it was like the unique son. It wasn't anything about one or separate. It was about the uniqueness of Christ. And Christ himself said in the book of John that he prayed that we all be one with the Father as he was one with the Father. He saw this, that we could all have this potential.
Now he's meeting all the aliens as well. But maybe we shouldn't call them aliens. Did you just say the greys, the reptilians? How many are there out there that have been to Earth, do you think?
Well, it depends on what time frame you're talking about now.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps in the past 100 years, there have been maybe 50 to 100 races interacting, I think, based on multiple sources. For example, Clifford Stone worked for the Army. He was involved in actually retrieving and investigating crashed craft. And there were some that he had to actually walk up to, and the extraterrestrials were still there. And he was telepathically communicating with them. And he's brought to tears every time he talks about this, because it's so incredible.
What's his name again?
Clifford Stone was briefed on...
We've got to Google Clifford.
Clifford Stone was briefed on the existence of 53, I believe, or something around 50 or 60 different civilizations that he specifically was briefed on in the military.
Whoa. So is there anything at Area 51 over the mountains there, or is it all gone?
I think a lot of it's probably gone. I heard testimony that a lot of it was moved to a base in Utah. That's, you can't even get there by road anymore.
Mm. Is that Area 52?
I don't think it's Area 52, but it's something else.
Got known the base with no name.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're really good with security. But there's a lot going on underground, and I don't know. If you go underground Area 51, there's probably a lot you can get to. S4 is obviously the place where a lot more was going on. There's probably still a lot going on.
What's S4?
That's what Bob Lazar was talking about. When Bob Lazar worked
there. S4 is a part of Area 51.
Well, you go south of Area 51, you get to S4.
Yeah,
just
right.
It's part of this massive Air Force land reserve that they got.
You think Bob Lazar's telling the truth?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
He seems like he doesn't really want the fame. He seems like just a down-to-earth guy, and is a bit disturbed by the fact everyone knows who he is now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's many like him, and he's just a great example of somebody who's got nothing to gain and just had this same consistent story. And I mean, it's very clear that we've been doing that back engineering over there for a long time.
How'd you get into all this?
Well, for me, I randomly discovered Stephen Greer's Disclosure Project on YouTube in 2006.
Right.
And it was the Disclosure Project that made me question everything. Mm. I started just thinking, if I've been lied to about the UFO subject, there's this much evidence out there, then how much else have I been lied to about? And I felt like I had to just question everything. And I researched religions and everything that I could.
And so do you think that's a good place for people to start who are investigating alien abductions and, you know, whether they're here or not, or the UFO experiences people have?
Yeah, Stephen Greer's got a film called Unacknowledged. I think it's still on Netflix. That's a really good place to start. And that takes testimony from the Disclosure Project. But if you search for Disclosure Project witness testimony, there's a ton of it out there that's really good.
There's a lot of stuff. What do you do for money, honey? What do you do for a living?
I'm a programmer. I make websites and apps. And then that's like 50% of my time. And the other 50% is more like activism and stuff for the community that doesn't make me money. Mm-hmm. So since I'm a freelancer, I've been able to transition more and more of my time into...
You sort of work from anywhere.
Yeah.
That's cool. So how do people get involved? How do they find you guys online?
FDINTL.org. Full Disclosure International is our organization. You can add yourself to the email list. If you want to be starting a group, we got steps on there how you can start a group locally, get more connected and involved locally in your area. That's what we recommend.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you for being on the mic with Mike.
Yep, no problem.
There's mics everywhere.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Yes. Let's have a conversation, Mike.
Okay, Sharam from Sedona.
Yes.
How are you?
Sedona. Great, how are you?
I'm really good. Welcome to Alien Stock.
Yes, welcome.
What do you think?
I think it's excellent. It's a beautiful community of like-minded people who want to experience aliens.
And what brought you here?
A group of friends was coming, and at the last minute, I was like, I'll join that. I like aliens. I have experiences. I do not actually think there is aliens in Area 51.
Area 52.
Area 52.
Maybe Area 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's so many.
I don't think there's aliens imprisoned in anywhere around here. If aliens are advanced enough to be here, then it's unlikely that they will be imprisoned.
What are your experiences with aliens?
The way that I would explain my extraterrestrial experiences is that it's more interdimensional consciousness experiences.
So would you take some DMT and have a chat to them?
Sobriety.
Sober as well.
I know. Under sobriety, I've had these experiences, and also through lucid dreaming. So through lucid dreaming. At a certain stage of awareness that you can bring into the dream realm, you can experience what I would call like a phase shift in consciousness, where you enter a different frequency, and that frequency is where you can meet other beings, and they may be extraterrestrials or they may be spiritual entities.
Who have you met?
I have met many extraterrestrial beings that actually look like the classic Greys.
Oh,
yes.
They're the bad ones, though, aren't they?
There's a lot of humans on Earth, right?
Ah.
Do we shun a whole race, a whole species of beings because...
That'd be racist against the Greys.
Yeah.
So some are nice and some are a bit dodgy.
It's the same with, humans.
What do they want with us?
As far as my own experience, extraterrestrials want with us is to assist us in advancing our civilization and to... getting to this higher state of consciousness and interaction with each other,
How do we do that? Is that like meditation and...
That's just a part of it.
Contacting them through...
Meditation is a part of it. Intention is a part of it. What are your intentions in your day-to-day life? How much awareness are you bringing into you holding this microphone right now? How much awareness is there as you're in this conversation with me? And just infusing your daily experience with awareness is going to make it more likely that you can have such experiences. And again, it could be with extraterrestrials or it could be with more of like a swap. People consider spiritual experience. I personally consider it more of interdimensional experience.
Do you think they're here now?
Yes.
What do you think of the U.S. government releasing the footage earlier this week?
Right, that was interesting.
Where they locked onto what they're not calling UFOs, they're calling UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. We always said that there weren't UFOs, but there's actually UAPs.
That footage has existed for a long time, and it's interesting that they're saying that the Navy is acknowledging that footage is real at this stage. I think all of that is a part of like the subtle disclosure that's been occurring through like symbology, through an imagery, through film. And if you look anywhere on the internet, you could find millions of images.
Why do you think that they've just released it this week? Do you think it's quite timely that this whole party was on? Maybe they thought, oh shit, if 2 million people show up, we better give them something.
Yeah, and it could go as far as saying that maybe the government, the U.S. government planned this event.
Oh, so you think they organized it? You think they set up the Facebook page?
No, I'm saying that it's possible. It's not necessarily that.
No, it was some dude who decided to move the party to Las Vegas. He got paid some money.
So I heard that there's been decoy festivals to, like, scatter it. So
there's another festival at the turnoff down the end of the road there, with the big alien that they built.
It's to scatter the people, I would say.
Because if we're all together in the one spot, then it's going to be harder for us to all raid Area 51 at the same time. And there's nothing there anyway, according to most of the people.
There's nothing there.
I mean, Bob Lazar, who worked there, he said...
But, you know, there hasn't been anything there for a long time. It's Dr. Stephen Greer, who's apparently connected through, you know, people at different levels of government,
right,
said there's been nothing at Area 51 for a long time. But this is more a statement, people coming out here and saying we're already.
There is aerospace technology at Area 51. It's engineers building cool future, like the next gen spacecrafts that are probably like more based on electric technology and solar technology. But I don't think that they have like interdimensional spacecrafts at Area 51 or aliens like imprisoned at Area 51.
Yeah. What do you do for a living when you're not connecting with interdimensional beings?
So I am an IT person, and so I do things with technology, and I use software of different types, video, graphics, game engines, some computer programming, web programming, to just create things on the internet. And a lot of that is alien content-based things, as you could clearly see by my ridiculous
outfit. So what's with the gold cape? Because there's a few people wearing gold capes here.
My friend Unicole, she's behind the camera person right there. She has a cult, and she gave us these capes just for fun.
Are you joining her cult?
I'm more of her friend. It's based on joy and just like raising humanity's consciousness and helping their hearts.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's really nice to meet you. And thank you for sharing your story. Really appreciate it.
You too.
This is Gaz from Cali. He's been here for a few days. How's it been, man?
That's absolutely been wonderful. We found a good group of friends and everything.
And what have we missed?
You've missed a lot, actually. A couple of people getting apprehended at the gate, a lot of drinking, a lot of music, and a lot of people just kind of getting together and being friendly.
And so they're apprehended at the gate. Does that mean they actually were taken into Area 51 and probed?
So, no, not necessarily. There was a girl the first night at about 3 a.m. Everybody went down there to the gate and everything, and the girl got about 3 feet inside the gate before the Air Force grabbed her and took her into the guard shack, waved a finger in her face, and said, "No, you got to get out of here."
Hey, so she made it into Area 51?
She did. She can say that.
She just didn't see them aliens.
I stuck a finger through the gate, so I made it too.
You fingered the gate. So who are all these people here? Because we've got film crews. I met a guy from Barcelona.
Oh,
people
yeah?
from Australia, all over the world have come here for this. Why do you think it's so popular?
I think it's popular because it's kind of a normalized thing where everybody kind of knows about Area 51. And it got put out as a meme online. And, of course, everybody got really excited. We don't have the turnout of 2 million people. But, you know, everybody that did show up was kind of like, we're here. Everybody else is not. We might as well share this with the world. It's a great time. I mean, even this guy right here from Canada. He came all the way down from Canada, and he's on his way through to Mexico, and we just randomly met up with him.
And what do you think of the dude who started the Facebook page and decided to open his own party in Vegas and sell out to downtown?
Yeah, I'm going to say he's a puss.
Oh, a lot of people saying that.
Yeah, I wish he was here instead so we could actually deck him in the mouth for doing that shit.
No, we don't want to cause violence against anyone.
No.
He had his reasons. I mean, if 2 million people showed up, it would have been pretty horrible because there's only enough toilets for about 30 people.
Well, I mean, if you look over to this side over here, we got plenty of parking.
There's plenty of room. He said it was going to be a fire festival 2.0. What do you think of that?
I think he was wrong. We got alien stock, and that's a lot better.
You think it'll be on every year?
I mean, there's already this group of people right here is planning on coming back next year.
So he'd probably be kicking himself around about now, because if this thing's only going to build every year.
But no, if the guy did end up showing up, we'd welcome him with open arms. I mean, there has been things from porn stars to news crews to just random people left and right, and everybody's actually been very friendly. It's been kind of a community thing.
Oh, good on you, man. Great to meet you.
Yeah.
And I hope we get to see them aliens.
Yeah, maybe I'll come to Brisbane.
Do it! Plenty of aliens there.
To me.
This is Jared from Crooked Hill and the Dems. They're one of the bands playing on the stage here at Alien Fest. How's it been, mate?
It's been a lot of fun. We've been having a lot of fun. A lot of people out here. It's been a good turnout. It's been a wild event, honestly. A
few people already been arrested.
Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy?
But well, you know, if you got to go into Area 51, I suppose you're either going to get shot or arrested. I guess they're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, you know the consequences. The real storming is happening on a spiritual, emotional, metaphysical level. It's not happening in the real world.
Spiritual, emotional, metaphysical, a different reality. The aliens are probably right here next to us now, and we just can't see them. We just need to meditate,
smoke the right stuff. You got to believe, man. Yeah, that's what it is. Where the aliens are.
So tell us about your band.
So we're Crooked Hill and the Dems. So we're like a punk rock band from Vegas. It's kind of like skate punk, kind of 70s-ish. We're basically kind of an anti-Trump punk rock band. So we just have a whole bunch of just goofs and gaffs with that. We have some video animation.
An anti-Trump punk rock band.
Yeah, man.
So
yeah.
What are your songs? Don't build that wall. Don't build that wall.
Basically. We have just a few songs about, we have a couple songs about Jeff Bezos, too, and things like that. Just, you know.
You like him or you don't like him?
Not at all. No.
Because he's too rich.
Yeah, he's the rich man.
Share the money, man.
Right.
Share it with the bands.
It's not fair that one man can have the wealth of an entire nation just and not spend it, just hold it. Jeff Bezos just pulled a bunch of healthcare from all the Whole Foods employees.
He took it away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why did he do that?
Because he's an asshole.
Maybe he's an alien. Yeah! What's your name? Where are you from, aliens?
Liz from Miami, Florida.
G'day, I'm from Melbourne, Australia.
Shane from Miami, Florida.
Cool. Have you seen the aliens? Did you storm Area 51? And why are you holding tin cans?
Genuinely don't want to get arrested, so no. I finished these drinks, and that's why I'm holding them.
And so what have you seen the last couple of days?
I met an Australian. He's turned out to be pretty freaking cool.
And so what do you think of the Australian you've been hanging out with? Are you here by yourself?
Yeah, I did come here illegally, though. I did come here on my own boat.
So he's an alien. Why didn't you storm Area 51? Isn't that what you came here for?
Well, because I saw some of the guys up there in their cars, and they had some big rifles, and I really don't want to get shot. Like, back home, I'm all right to get shot because we do have healthcare, but over here, if I survived getting shot, I would be paying bills for the rest of my life, and I really don't want to.
It's pretty expensive. So did you fly out from Australia just for this?
I sure did.
Oh, wow. What did your friends and family think of you just deciding to come all the way over here for this?
Well, they didn't think I was the most bright, but I thought, you know what? If this only happens once, that means once in a lifetime opportunity. Why not come check it out?
Should they do this every year?
Absolutely. We're planning on coming back.
I came here anticipating absolutely nothing. I brought enough food, so if I got stuck in the desert, I'd be stuck out here, okay? Wasn't expecting any of this. Now this is here, I'm very impressed. I got to say, for what they've been able to do in a short amount of time, has been pretty impressive.
Cool, thanks guys. Have a great time.
Enjoy the United States.
Let's go get them aliens.
Clap them cheeks.
This is actually Area 51. We've traveled about 3 hours from Las Vegas, and all these people are tourists pretty much, just checking out the front gates of Area 51, where apparently there's alien technology, crashed alien spacecraft, even some aliens. Who knows? But I don't think anyone's going to try and break through there anytime soon. No Naruto runners to be seen breaking the sound barrier with their arms flying back like that. And if they did, pretty sure they'd be shot.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.